Hey everyone, this is the Lifeway Kids podcast. My name is Jeffrey Reed. I'm with the Lifeway Kids team here in Nashville. We're so glad you guys have tuned in today to listen. From time to time, we bring in kids ministry leaders. We pick their brains a little bit, listen to their hearts on what they do in kids ministry so that we can learn from it. And we have a lot of gifted and talented people here at Lifeway Kids. So we like to kind of let our leaders and folks that help produce our stuff at Lifeway and lead churches give their voices to the conversation. And so today with me is Melita Thomas. How are you doing?
Great, thanks.
I'm glad you're with us. Tell us about your role here at Lifeway. How long have you been here? What you do with our team?
Sure, I've been here about 13 years, which is unbelievable that God has let me stay here this long. And I work primarily on Vacation Bible School, but also our Zip for Kids resources, and edit lots of different things, mostly preschool products, a little bit of worship rally, a little bit of Bibles, and am known for being the decorating gal. I'm on all the videos for Lifeway's VBS decorating because I edit the Decorating Made Easy book.
Yeah, and you have a unique mix because generally someone is either over here creative or they're over here administrative, and you tend to have a good blend of both. So you're able to speak into the creative stuff and be creative, but execute and get things done. Our VBS team does a lot, and you guys get a lot of things done. Well, I wanted to bring you in to talk about something because as I'm going out and talking to churches, VBS has declined for a while in churches that do it, but when you really dig in, you find out it's not declining. They're doing different forms of VBS. They might be doing a day camp, which has every element of VBS, but they're not calling it that. Or what I'm finding is a lot of churches are just writing their own. And so I wanted to talk to you about it because you're involved in producing VBS. You know what work goes into it. And there are pros and cons to doing VBS. And so I wanted to just ask you some questions and find out what it takes for you guys to produce what you produce. And then maybe lean in with some of our kid ministry leaders that are maybe on the fence or do I want to do, Lifeway's VBS? There's other companies that do VBS out there. Or do I want to produce my own? And so I wanted to hear from you and find out how you guys go through the process of producing VBS, because it might encourage or it could even discourage a leader. But at least after this podcast, they'll have clarity on what they feel they need to do that's best for their kids. So tell me a bit about how you guys come up with the theme and the content each year for VBS.
Sure. Well, primarily, we don't. It's really is a big God thing. And our challenge every year is to figure out how are you going to reveal what we're supposed to do 2 years out this year, God. You know, every year it's been different. Some years we kind of bring in people from all over the country and we do a really huge think tank. And sometimes it's a small think tank.
Let me stop you. You just said something. You said 2 years. So clarify the timeline.
Right.
So right now we're recording this podcast. It's in the fall of 2015. What are you guys working on now?
Right. We are
without
just,
giving away the secrets, right, but where are you in the process?
We are just about, usually September is the busiest month for VBS production because everything has to get out of the door by the end of September, the very first of October, because it's going live. It's hitting the stores December 1. And then we start our training events in January. So we're looking at, a full year of VBS ahead.
You're leapfrogging the one that's about to be released in the product.
So we've just finished 15. 16 is in the final stages of production, and we have already had our think tanks and our development time for 2017 and are getting ready to launch our writers' conference for that. So
now, I'm putting you on the spot because I didn't ask you. I'm telling you, I was going to ask you, how many people are involved in working in VBS? So not just our team, but those in the think tank you just mentioned that come in.
It's huge. It's really too big to count when you start looking at, the team that's the editorial and the design team, that's a small number. But then when you add in all of our levels of management and approval that go into that, we've got buyers who work on getting all of our accessories and decorations priced and in the warehouses and get them across the seas. We've got production teams for video and for music. We've got choreographers. We have actors. We have dancers. We have script writers. We've got people in-house and out-of-house, a team of writers that comes in. The writers that we bring in will usually write for one specific age group or for one specific rotation.
Because they're experts in that particular area.
Right, exactly. We want the people who do it the best in their local church.
Huge. Well, on that, how many moving parts are there to VBS? I mean, most people think, here are my five lessons, and it's like they may visualize in their mind if they're going to write something. I just need to come up with five lessons. It's just a couple sheets of paper. But we kind of go all out. How many moving parts are there or can there be to BBS?
Yeah, there's, in addition to your leader guide, and you've got your five sessions there, you think about when you start looking at devotionals, teacher devotions that are in there for every day, and then the content for a large group and a small group for every single age group, from babies all the way through student and adult and special friends, and then everything else that gets translated into Spanish, because we have a full-blown Spanish line. You know, you're looking at not just leader guides, but leader packs and CD-ROMs and DVDs and music, and then you multiply that out.
We do a branded Bible.
We do branded
BBS.
Bibles, yeah, decorating, so, administrative helps. It really is a huge, huge undertaking.
Wow, and there's a whole catalog dedicated to that as
yes.
well. Well, what are the so let's pretend for a minute, because I know you've been in both worlds. You work in children's ministry in your church, but you also work for the Lifeway team. What are the pros and cons to a church just writing their own VBS?
I think the biggest pro is that a lot of people go into it thinking, it's going to be a unique experience. This is going to fit my church, and it's not going to look like anybody else's. It's going to be my own theme, so there's no risk of, these kids have already gone to this particular theme. You know, a lot of people will kind of church hop through the summer and make sure they hit all of the key VBSs that are happening. So this one is great because you get a theme that nobody else is offering, and you really get a chance to kind of break the mold. A lot of churches will come into it saying, well, VBS doesn't really work in our community anymore, or people have kind of keyed into what we do in VBS, so we can't call it a VBS, but we could do a sports camp instead. And so they kind of come in wanting to have a different flavor. Really what they're doing is VBS, but they're marketing it and they're packaging it in a completely different way.
Yeah. And what I've seen is that it's not that they don't feel like VBS will fit them. It's a perception of VBS they have, because I say this often without criticizing any grandmothers, it's not your grandma's VBS anymore.
Right.
VBS is just in the last few years, and even the last 10, is way different than it used to be. So a lot of leaders are like, yeah, I did VBS when I was little. I want to do something different. And it really is different than it ever has been before.
Absolutely.
What are the cons then a leader might face in deciding to do their own?
Well, having been doing it for 13 years, a lot of times I just shake my head and go, why would you ever do that to yourself? It is so incredibly time consuming. You know, it sounds like at the beginning it's just going to be easy. Hey, anybody can write five lessons. But when you start to consider that you're not just writing a script for your worship rally and then a single Bible study or five single Bible study lessons, but you're actually going to have to write content for every single age group and every single rotation. And then you've got to scale all of those rotations to be appropriate for every age. And then you're going to have to, you know, find your own music or create your own music and build your own presentations and shoot your own video and print your own promotional materials. You've got to have all of those pieces have to come together to have a VBS that stands up against all the others.
Yeah.
So it's a big undertaking. And it also can be a bit of a myopic view when you come in and you say, we're going to do this as kind of a one-off event.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to write curriculum for our weekly programming, but we're going to do it for VBS. But what we don't realize often is that VBS doesn't just happen as a one-off. It's really designed to be fully integrated into your overall ministry of everything that you're doing with kids from the time they're born to the time they head off to student ministry. And so to have, you know, each of our ongoing curriculums at Lifeway has a scope and sequence. And it may be a 3-year or a 5-year. We have some tools like the Levels of Biblical Learning that give you a 12 or 13-year view of the progression for a child's spiritual development. And so VBS takes all of those pieces and it works in conjunction with all of them. And so to have the kind of VBS where you know that this teaching is going to be consistent from a baby all the way through a preteen and is going to fit into what that child has been learning week to week in their small group classes and come in and build on that foundation that's been laid, that really takes a high-level view of the overall structure over about 13 years. And that's really difficult unless you have a dedicated curriculum team to do. It's just you're going to miss that element.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one reason as well, you know, I just don't I don't want to spend a lot of money on VBS2, so I'm going to write my own. But here, and we'll segue right into the next question, using a produced VBS. For example, ours, you can get the starter kit, which gives you the basics, nuts and bolts, and you can get the different. You can get enough to do a VBS without buying all the accessories that
Absolutely.
We provide, which are great. They make the event better, but leaders can save money wherever they want to. But it's that essence, that what is this VBS going to teach our kids that we actually provide at a really affordable rate. So tell me, what are the pros and cons then of using a company like Lifeway to do your VBS?
Sure. But the biggest con that I hear is every other church is doing the same theme. And so I want to be different. I want to stand out a little bit. But again, I think it's all in your approach. You know, there's nothing that says that you can't take a curriculum and change the name or
repackage
it. I've
seen that happen in large churches too. They don't even name it the same thing, but they use the content,
yep.
which is, to me, a stellar part and a strong part of what we do, the content.
Absolutely.
Right?
And we even have a Zip for Kids curriculum that's designed to be just that. It can be your sports camp or your retreat or your VBS, and it's basically just a themeless VBS. It provides the content and you supply the packaging.
Okay. So. And at the end of this podcast, I'll provide a URL so folks can go and check out not only our VBS, but Zip for Kids, which many listening may not know about. That is something we came up with. It's a VBS that's sort of themeless. It even has tracks like a camp. So I'll give you URL. So thanks for mentioning that. Well, what are the pros and cons of using a published company's VBS?
But I just think it is so much easier when it's a complete package, because there are so many little tiny details that you might need it night, that you might not even notice go into it, but these things are all taken care of, and this really just frees you up to focus on the more important things when all those things are just taken care of for you.
Yeah, like what are some of those things? I know you guys do like a calendar that you give the leader to, so they can plan it months in advance.
Yeah, it starts even like a full year in advance. It's taken all the guesswork, because this has really been honed and refined. The writers that we bring in and the creative team that we bring in are really experts in this, and they do it in their home churches, they do it in their states, they do it on a national level, and so they've refined it to a science. And you come in and you've got tips for planning, and it walks you through the whole process. You have things like teacher devotions that are available either written or audio, that allow you to have time to invest in your leaders. And that's something that might, kind of just fall by the wayside if you're really focused on trying to write content for that day. So that's one of the things I think is a huge pro. And another of the pros, I think, is trust. Because when you find someone you like, when you find a resource provider that you like, you can trust that it's biblically and educationally sound, that it's developmentally appropriate, and that it's going to be fun and engaging, and really importantly, that every child is going to have the same kind of experience. So you're not going to go, oh, really, the second graders have the best year this year because their teachers really put a lot into it, or they're the best writers, they wrote the best stuff, and everybody else is going to have a second-rate experience. You know that there's continuity across every age group and every experience. And then another pro, I think, is just you have this incredibly huge support system in place, from a customer service team that's available 24/7 if something goes wrong, to, you can pick up the phone and shoot an email to us, and we'll send you a replacement disc when yours, is broken or came out wrong, or just this network for sharing your resources. We have so many churches who finish their VBS and then pass it along to a smaller church in their community, or take it then on a mission trip. And so you've got this wide range of resources at your disposal, and you have a huge training network, which I think is critical.
Tell us a little bit about that. Not only social media, which happens throughout the season, but in advance of VBS season, what do we provide?
Right. One of the greatest things that we have is this kind of trickle-down training, where we offer national training events in January. That's our preview, our VBS preview events, and they take place in Nashville and in Fort Worth, Texas, and at Ridgecrest Conference Center in North Carolina. And those three are put on by our national leaders and our Lifeway VBS team. Those people who come to what we call the VBS Institute come back to their home states and start training all the way from January on through about May, begin training in their states. And then those people come then and train in their associations, who then train in the churches. And so we have this trickle down that really impacts tens of thousands of people every year in getting trained. And for whatever reason, we don't have any scientific data that proves how this correlation works, but we know there is a direct correlation between training and the number of salvations that that a church is able to kind of connect with kids, and that's pretty incredible. So training is really critically important, and that's something that you don't get when you're writing your own.
Yeah, and honestly, it's not, you know, you go up and somebody walks up in a podium and talks about this VBS. Like, they go and experience VBS. They hear the songs. They hear the music. They have a pastor, a theologian, gets up and unpacks the lessons from a doctrinal standpoint to their strength there. But let me say that this is my own personal interjection. Obviously, we work for Lifeway. But I know Barnett Research did this, that VBS is the number one evangelical outreach of churches in America. More kids coming. We have over 80,000 kids coming to Christ every summer because of this. But the primary thing, the reason I think it's great, and this isn't just us, but I know that it's not just a priority. Fun is a priority. Creativity is a priority. Vibrancy. But the priority is that kids are going to know who Jesus is. They're going to hear the gospel, and they're going to have the opportunity to give their lives to Christ. And that is the priority for
us.
And I love that you and your team have led through that well. Well, thank you so much, Melody, for being with us today.
Sure.
And taking time off, because it's always VBS season for you.
It really is.
It would never end. Working in a Christmas store.
Your seasons are blurred.
We want to thank you guys for listening, Kids Ministry Leaders. And if you want to check out our VBS, it's lifeway.com/VBS. You'll also find out a link. You'll find a link on there to Zip as well. I encourage you to look into that. Zip is a fun. My church did it last year. It's a great, again, unthemed VBS. You get all the impact of VBS without having to decorate, which honestly I like anyway. I love the decoration part. But it's up to you and what you want and need for your church. Check those out. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week on the Lifeway Kids podcast. Our greatest hope is that God will use you in ways bigger than you can imagine to reach more kids and families than you ever thought possible with the hope of Jesus Christ.